Wuhan coronavirus infections have now surpassed the official number of SARS cases in China, by Sanya Mansour and Amy Gunya. Chinese officials confirmed Wednesday that the number of people infected by a new form of coronavirus in the country has reached 5,974, a total that surpasses the official cases tallied on the mainland during an outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, in 2002 and 2003. SARS infected 5,237 people in mainland China and killed almost 800 people across the world. The new SARS-like form of coronavirus has killed 132 people in China. The disease, which is believed to have originated in a seafood market in the Chinese central city of Wuhan, has also spread to other countries, including the U.S., where 5 cases have been confirmed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. More than 3,500 cases have been confirmed in Hubei, the province where Wuhan is located, according to a virus tracker maintained by researchers at Johns Hopkins University, which uses numbers from China's National Health Commission and DXY.CN, which is an online medical professional network. But experts are skeptical that official numbers capture the full extent of the outbreak. Researchers in Hong Kong have warned that the actual number of people infected in Wuhan could already be more than 30 times higher than the official tally. Experts say symptoms can be very difficult to detect and that many of those who died from the disease had underlying health conditions that involved weakened immune systems like hypertension, diabetes, or cardiovascular disease. They note that there's still a lot to be learned about the virus's origins, clinical features, and severity. Chinese health officials have said that the virus can be transmitted by touch, that young children can be infected, and that the disease's incubation period is usually between 3 to 7 days. The World Health Organization's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, met President Xi on Tuesday in Beijing to discuss continued collaboration on containment measures in Wuhan, public health measures in other cities, further research on the virus's severity and transmissibility, and the sharing of data and biological material. They reached an agreement for the WHO to send international experts to visit China as soon as possible as part of their response. Xi has called the outbreak a grave situation and sent the country's premier, Li Keqiang, to Wuhan to assess the response to the virus. Li, who's head of a new task force that's coordinating efforts to contain the disease, said Monday that the government would send 2,500 more medical workers to Wuhan over the next 2 days. As of Tuesday morning, 4,130 medical staff from around China had arrived in Hubei province. It's expected that a total of 6,000 will arrive. At least 2 makeshift hospitals created to respond to the virus are being constructed in Wuhan, and national health officials have said more than 10,000 beds will be ready in Wuhan soon. Videos appearing to originate from Wuhan show residents chanting from their homes, "Wuhan, stay strong," as cases across the country continue to increase. Chinese officials have extended the Chinese New Year holiday in an effort to keep people at home. At a joint conference Wednesday involving the CDC, U.S. Health and Human Services, and other national health organizations, American health officials spoke about a desire to send experts to China, an expansion of airport screenings, public funding to respond to the outbreak, and the possibility of asymptomatic transmissions of the disease. HHS Secretary Alex Azar reiterated an offer made in early January to China to send an American CDC team to China to respond to the outbreak. Azar said he hopes the Chinese government will take us up on the offer. CDC experts are standing by, ready, willing, and able to go immediately to China either on a bilateral basis or under the auspices of the WHO, Azar said. Azar added that he was able to work with the White House's Office of Management and Budget to allow for $105 million to immediately be directed towards the response to the virus. Americans should know this is a potentially very serious public health threat, but at this point Americans should not worry for their own safety, Azar said, noting that the nationwide risk was extremely low. He said he wouldn't be declaring a public health emergency, but wouldn't hesitate to do so if appropriate. Wuhan travel restricted. Gabriel Leung, the chair of public health medicine at the University of Hong Kong, said at a press conference Monday that the number of people infected is likely to be much higher than official figures, with as many as 44,000 people possibly infected in Wuhan alone, according to his team's research models. Leung recommended that officials take substantial draconian measures to contain the virus, including canceling large gatherings, closing schools, and asking people to work from home. Chinese officials have shut down travel in and out of Wuhan, home to 11 million people, and enacted similar strict transportation restrictions in a number of other cities. Immigration authorities say no passengers have left the Chinese mainland over the past 4 days through Wuhan's international airport or the Hankou port. China's Hubei province has also suspended services to apply for passports and exit entry permits. Wuhan's mayor acknowledged that information was not disclosed quickly enough at the virus's outset and said he's willing to resign if it would help contain the outbreak. Authorities have also banned all forms of wildlife trade and implemented strict regulations on activities related to wild animals. The virus was first detected as a form of viral pneumonia centered on a seafood market in Wuhan on December 12. Many of the first reported cases were people who worked at the market, which also sold wild animal meat. Officials closed down the market. International cases. Dozens of patients have tested positive for the illness across at least 18 international locations. They include 14 confirmed cases in Thailand, 8 confirmed cases in Hong Kong, 6 cases in Macau, and 5 in Singapore, Australia, and Taiwan. Governments and health officials in Germany, Nepal, Canada, Cambodia, Vietnam, France, South Korea, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, and Japan have also reported patients testing positive for the virus. Mongolia's official news agency has said the country closed border crossings with China on Monday, according to the Associated Press. In a bid to curb the spread of the deadly virus, Hong Kong announced Tuesday that it will deny entry to individual travelers from the mainland, dramatically expanding a ban that had previously applied only to visitors from Hubei province. The semi-autonomous city will also sharply reduce cross-border transit, shutting down rail and ferry service to China, halving flights, and decreasing tour buses. Several border checkpoints will also close in what Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam termed a partial shutdown during a live-streamed press conference. The measures will go into effect on January 30th. Chinese authorities have said they will suspend tour groups and travel packages. Multiple countries are also warning against unnecessary travel to China, and some are putting in place plans to evacuate their citizens from Wuhan. 2 planes will be mobilized to repatriate EU citizens from the Wuhan area to Europe, according to the European Commission. The United Kingdom has advised against all non-essential travel to Hubei province and stated they're working on ways to evacuate British nationals to leave the province. Canada has advised avoiding all travel to the province. France plans to send a plane to start evacuating its citizens from Wuhan on Thursday. The country's deputy transport minister told CN News Television the flight would bring only passengers, quote, who do not have any symptoms of illness. The U.S. State Department escalated a travel advisory warning for Hubei province to level 4 on Friday, advising visitors not to travel to the province because of the coronavirus. On Monday, a level 3 advisory to reconsider travel was issued for any travel to China in general. On Sunday, the agency indicated plans to evacuate staff and some private citizens. The U.S. State Department said it's making arrangements to relocate personnel at the U.S. Consulate General in Wuhan to the United States and noted that there would be limited capacity to transport private U.S. citizens on a reimbursable basis on a flight leaving Wuhan's International Airport Tuesday and arriving in San Francisco. Azar said at Tuesday's press conference that individuals on the flight from Wuhan to the U.S. would be screened and evaluated constantly. There will be physicians on the flight and will take whatever the appropriate evidence-based public health measures are with them as we would with any other situation, he said. The WHO previously decided not to declare the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern after convening an emergency committee that met last week, saying that it was still too early to do so. They previously praised China's swift response and encouraged them to remain transparent in sharing data regarding the outbreak. CDC confirms 5 cases in U.S. The CDC has confirmed 5 cases of the coronavirus infection in the U.S., 1 in Arizona, 2 in California, 1 in Washington State, and 1 in Illinois. The agency said all of these patients, the first of whom who was diagnosed in Washington State, traveled from China. It's likely there will be more cases reported in the U.S. in the coming days and weeks, likely including person-to-person spread, the CDC said in a statement. The agency said Monday that 110 individuals across 26 states were considered to be, quote, persons under investigation. That is a cumulative number and will only increase, said Dr. Nancy Messonnier, the director of the National Center of Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at the CDC. Of these 110, 5 had tested positive, 32 tested negative, and 73 determinations are still pending. The people being investigated could include those who have a fever and respiratory illness after traveling to Wuhan and individuals who've had contact with a patient who tested positive for the disease and have a fever and respiratory illness. At this time in the U.S., the virus is not spreading in the community. For that reason, we continue to believe that the immediate health risk to the general American public is low at this time, Messonnier said during a telebriefing on Monday. The CDC's travel precaution is currently at a level 3, recommending that travelers avoid all non-essential travel to China because of the disease. The CDC is continuing to screen passengers from Wuhan at 5 major airports in the U.S. and has screened about 2,400 people so far, Messonnier said on Monday, adding that the number of people coming from Wuhan is declining with the recent travel restrictions. Since direct flights out of Wuhan have stopped, the agency said it's screening those with broken itineraries who may be transiting from Wuhan through another country back to the U.S. The CDC announced at Tuesday's press conference that it would expand airport screenings from 5 to 20 airports as part of a multi-layered response. These screenings provide opportunities to detect and rapidly respond to the illness, as well as educate returning travelers on the signs and symptoms of the disease, she explained. The 5 airports where the CDC is conducting entry screenings of passengers on direct and connecting flights from Wuhan are New York City's John F. Kennedy International Airport, Los Angeles International Airport, San Francisco International Airport, Chicago O'Hare International Airport, and Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. There's still more research and analysis needed before the CDC can be confident about how exactly the outbreak started, but experts will likely look to MERS and SARS to guide them, Messonnier said. Companies tell employees to work from home, avoid travel. Companies across China are taking precautions as well. Chinese gaming giant Tencent and the tech company ByteDance, which owns the app TikTok, have told staff to work from home, according to the BBC. The co-working company WeWork is temporarily shutting down more than 50 offices across China, it said in a statement on Tuesday. Facebook has stopped non-essential travel to China, and Starbucks is temporarily closing some of its China stores, according to Bloomberg. Several major cruise lines have also suspended some voyages leaving from China. Flight attendants working for Cathay Pacific, Hong Kong's flagship airline, will be allowed to wear face masks while working. In Hong Kong, the government notified its workers on Monday that all workers, except essential public servants and emergency services personnel, can work from home until February 2nd. The American response. HHS Secretary Azar laid out what he described as the U.S.'s relatively simple and multi-tiered internal response to the outbreak at a press conference on Tuesday. You identify cases, isolate people, diagnose them, and treat them, Azar said. Then you track down all the contacts of the infected person, and you do the same with those people and the same with contacts of contacts if necessary. Azar indicated that China had been much more transparent in its handling of the novel coronavirus compared with the SARS response. The Chinese government had been accused of covering up SARS, which killed nearly 800 people and infected more than 8,000 after beginning in southern China in 2002. The posture of the Chinese government and levels of cooperation and interaction with us is completely different from what we experienced in 2003, and I want to commend them for that, Azar said. Officials and experts are still working to determine whether the virus involves asymptomatic transmission, in which individuals catch the disease from somebody who doesn't appear to show symptoms. There have been isolated reports of asymptomatic infection from several countries, but in the U.S. there have only been those five cases, according to Messonnier with the CDC, who noted none of them involved evidence of human-to-human transmission, and all patients had traveled to China. Chinese officials have reported evidence that the disease may be transmitted in its asymptomatic phase, but the CDC hasn't yet been given the opportunity to review that data or confirm this observation, said Robert Redfield, the director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease, at the press conference. We would really like to see the data because if there is asymptomatic transmission, it impacts certain policies that you do regarding screening, said Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, at the event. But Fauci notes that in all the history of respiratory-borne viruses of any type, asymptomatic transmission has never been the driver of outbreaks. The driver of outbreaks is always a symptomatic person. Fauci said the NIH has already started on the development of a vaccine that he anticipates, quote, with cautious optimism, will be in a phase one trial within the next 3 months. But he notes that it would still take time to prepare a vaccine that's ready for deployment and that there would be an additional 3 months required to get safety and immunogenicity data before moving into phase two. What we do from that point on will be determined by what has happened with the outbreak over those months, Fauci said. And he adds, this all applies in a worst-case scenario if the disease becomes a bigger outbreak.